USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Peace talks continue under Russian bombs Wednesday. President Zelensky conceded his country will not join NATO as part of the talks. The Ukraine leader says this may have given some hope to peace.
It is difficult but important, as any war ends with an agreement. The meetings continue, and I am informed the positions during the negotiations already sound more realistic.
Multiple prime ministers from the European Union and NATO visited Zelensky Tuesday for a show of solidarity. Slovenian Prime Minister Janez Janša after the meeting.
We are also here to tell you that you're not alone. Your fight is our fight, and together we will prevail. Slava Ukraini.
Glory be to Ukraine. As the Senate progressed a bill to end daylight savings time, it should be noted Americans hated the idea back in the 1970s. The bill now heads to Congress. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
There's a push to keep Russian President Vladimir Putin's biggest foe in prison.
Russian authorities are now seeking a 13-year prison sentence for opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a trial critics see as an attempt to keep President Vladimir Putin's biggest foe in prison for as long as possible. Navalny, who's already serving 2.5 years in a penal colony east of Moscow, has been charged with fraud and contempt of court. The prosecution accuses him of embezzling money that he and his foundation raised over the years. Navalny has rejected the allegations as politically motivated. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says that merely stopping the invasion of Ukraine may not be enough for Russia to gain relief from Western economic sanctions. Mr. Blinken says the United States also wants an assurance that there will never be such an invasion again. Blinken displayed no hope that Moscow is ready to consider any such terms. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Protected by the Constitution, Ohio is allowing its citizens to carry concealed weapons without a permit.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed legislation allowing residents to carry concealed firearms without a permit. It's the latest in a string of states to authorize what supporters of gun rights call constitutional carry. The measure approved by the state's legislature last month will allow residents over the age of 21 to carry a weapon without undergoing training or a background check. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ukraine President Zelensky will address Congress today. Senator Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, said Tuesday on Newsmax that what Ukrainian President Zelensky needs from the United States right now is equipment, not troops.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing from President Zelensky. We heard from him about 9 or 10 days ago. And what he needs is he needs our support. He doesn't need American troops. What he needs is our equipment. He needs our planes. And then the Ukrainian people are going to show up. They're doing their job. They're fighting the Russians. So I'm very proud that Zelensky has rallied his country like he has. We got to show up, and we can't be slow at it. Biden has been slow at it. Biden's wants to stop the planes coming from Poland. That's wrong. But there's other pieces of equipment we can give them to defend themselves, and we've got to do everything we can.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.